Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from all at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, May the 24th. I'm Beth.
I'm Louise.
And I'm Margaret.
And coming up this week, we have the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show, In Touch. We hope you're all keeping well and enjoy this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. And first, we have our notices section and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 4:57 a.m. and sunset will be at 9:05 p.m. Temperatures will once again remain fairly warm, peaking at about 18 degrees centigrade, that's 64 degrees Fahrenheit, by Sunday.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week to help when you are living with sight loss. As the weather gets a little warmer, salads might be on the menu in your house, but cutting foods such as cucumber and onions can be a little difficult as it is hard to define the edge of them. The right tools can make the job much easier though, and you may not have thought it, but a stainless steel afro comb, it must be stainless steel for hygiene purposes, that you can pick up fairly cheaply in most discount stores, can really help. Push the comb through your fruit or veg onto the cutting board. The comb keeps the veg still, and then you can slide your knife down between the comb's prongs. Please remember though, that while this tip could help, it is important to take care in the kitchen, and in particular around knives. If you are unsure, then ask for assistance or contact us, and we will help see if there is another way to aid you in the kitchen. For example, most supermarkets these days sell pre-cut vegetables, although they can cost more. If you think you would like help to support or increase your confidence in the kitchen, the Beacon Centre can help. We regularly run cooking sessions, which could aid you whatever your sight level. This week's tip has been provided by the Beacon Centre's low vision expert, John Waters. If you have a tip you'd like to share with us, you can ring Helen Brown on 01902 886 785 or pop one in the post with your wallet and it could be read out in the coming weeks.
Next week, our volunteers will be taking a well-earned break to mark the bank holiday, so there won't be any CD recording on May the 31st, but we will be back on June the 7th. And now we're going to have a look at what's happening in the area. If you fancy trying something new, why not have a go at goalball? We run weekly training sessions at the Dormston School in Sedgley, which take place every Wednesday between 5 and 7pm. You don't need prior experience or even to be sporty. We're a friendly, welcoming group who are always happy to welcome new members. If you fancy having a go, give Tim Jukes a ring on 01902 880111.
You can enjoy a celebration of the music of the Salvation Army at the Symphony Hall on June the 3rd. The Army Band will be joined at their concert by Sylvie Palladino, an Australian singer whose credits include performing as Fantine in the West End production of Les Miserables. They will also be welcoming the AUS Territorial Youth Band, which comprises of young Salvationists from all over Australia. The concert starts at 6:30 p.m. and tickets range in price from £18 to £23. To book, call 0121 780 3333.
A performance of J.M. Barrie's much-loved tale Peter Pan, captured live at the National Theatre, will be screened at Stourbridge Town Hall on June the 10th. The story of Peter Pan, the leader of the Lost Boys, who loses his shadow, his friend Wendy, who helps him to reattach it, and she is invited to Neverland, where the vengeful Captain Hook awaits. The screening starts at 1:30 p.m. and tickets are £10. Book online www.boroughhalls, that's boroughhalls.co.uk.
You can step on board a Nimrod and learn more about its intelligence gathering role in the Royal Air Force at the RAF Museum in Cosford. The popular attraction is running a series of Nimrod tours on May the 27th and May the 28th and May the 30th and 31st. Tours cost £5 per person. A booking fee of 50p per person also applies. Tours last 15 minutes and morning time slots can be pre-booked in advance to guarantee availability. Afternoon tours may be available on the day on a first-come, first-served basis. call 01902 376 200. Parking charges also apply at the site.
Thank you, Beth, and thank you, Louise. Now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre. If you need help with sight loss, the Beacon Centre in Stourbridge offers daytime activities as well as advice, guidance and support to help you stay independent. We know that living with sight loss can leave you feeling low in confidence and isolated, but through our tailored programme of activities, you can meet others with similar conditions and gain a new lease of life. Our Stourbridge site runs social sessions, which include craft, activities, speakers, quizzes, music and games. Our activities are chosen by those who use the service, and transport can be arranged by Beacon if needed. We also run a number of social groups which can help you make new friends, including a men's group, Halesowen Blind and Stourbridge Blind. We also have a home visiting service to help you with tasks such as reading post or making appointments. For a free assessment and a trial session for our daily activities, contact Jackie Tromans on 01384 440 333 or email jtromans@beaconvision.org. Did you know the Beacon Centre in Sedgley offers a respite service? If you or a loved one has sight loss, we can offer an accommodation respite service which can be tailored to your needs. Our accommodation packages cover weekends, 7 days, 14 days. Food and care plans can be built into packages and prices are available on request. To find out more, call Maureen Smart on 01902 880 111. And with that final item, we'll now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Margaret.
Goodbye from Beth.
And goodbye from Louise.